VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Islamic State fighters are said to be resorting to producing acrid smoke and leveling suicide attacks to hamper the advances of the U.S.-backed forces on their last stronghold in eastern Syria. That report from eyewitnesses and sources on the ground telling VOA that in an attempt to make one final stand in the Syrian town of Baghouz, IS fighters are now burning tires to produce smoke to prevent U.S.-led airstrikes and have intensified suicide attacks against Syrian Democratic forces. The IS tactics have slightly slowed the progress of the U.S.-backed forces into Baghouz, according to SDF officials. Members of the House and Senate are said to be optimistic about a deal that's been negotiated to provide money for border security and keep the government open. President Trump, however, said to be not very happy about the agreement.
I can't say I'm happy. I can't say I'm thrilled. But the wall's getting built. Regardless, doesn't matter, because we're doing other things beyond what we're talking about here.
The deal grants far less than the $5.7 billion the president was seeking for a border wall. At least 17 people died on Tuesday as a fire tore through a budget hotel in New Delhi before dawn. The hotel Arpit Palace is in a congested part of central New Delhi. Images showed thick smoke and flames billowing out of the top floor of the four-story hotel, which is popular with budget travelers. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered in some Sudanese cities on Tuesday, protesting the autocratic President Omar al-Bashir. The current wave of protests began December 19th. The protesters are calling for an end to al-Bashir's now three-decade-long rule. This is VOA News.